When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I'm Zach, here to greet you and let you know that today's program is a real shot in the arm that I believe will lift your spirit and set you in motion. Recently, my dad and I sat down to discuss the topic of performance. That's right. We both work professionally as counselors, helping athletes and even executives in the secular and non-secular space achieve better results in their lives and careers, and we want to share some of our best practices on that with you today. But you see, performance and achievement in life starts with a decision. If you're challenged, you can rise to the occasion and realize the success that you desire. Iron sharpens iron. So embrace this moment. We call today's program Flip the Script, making the decision to improve your life by igniting your faith. Let's join now as my dad, Dr. Tim, and I open up.
Dad, you know, it's been such a blessing of mine throughout the years to have conversations like this that hopefully spark some hope, encouragement, and motivation, not only into my life, but countless others. And so, Dad, you know, obviously, my favorite role you play is being the dad of Megan and I, and obviously now stewarding Ben and Evelyn and Olivia and Sophia, being married to mom. You're just a family man, but your kind of your professional role is you're also the president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. You're the executive director of the Global Center for Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery at Liberty University. You also host a show titled The Road Forward on Real America's Voice News. You're a licensed professional counselor, a licensed professional marriage and family therapist. You have a lot of different hats that you wear, but it's evident that you have a passion for helping instill what I would say change and producing change in the lives of others. Dad, where did this passion ultimately come from?
You know, deep down inside of me, I think two things kind of motivate me. One is potential, seeing potential in people. I love to walk out on a ball field and you can just see there's maybe a diamond in the rough, but there's some stuff there to work with. Yeah. And being able to help somebody release that is joyful.
That's right.
I mean, getting them to that place where all of a sudden everything's lining up and it's clicking.
Yeah.
The other side of me knows that there's also a battle to fight. Mm. The challenges always come. And usually what separates everybody is adversity or pressure.
Yep.
And so if you can figure that piece out, in other words, everybody kind of looks pretty good. You go to practice, you work hard, you do things right. But when the pressure factor comes in, it's the game changer. Mm-hmm. So learned that lesson long time ago. Probably the most significant thing was when my kid sister Candace was involved in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Had to watch her go through what's called a traumatic brain injury.
Yep.
She had to recover from all of it. The recovery process was horrible. She was 28 days comatose. I pretty much became like a dad. I was 16. She was 14 at the time. Used to go and help her go through this process. She had to learn how to eat again, how to walk. She would bite you. She had like so much pent up frustration inside of her because she couldn't get anything to come together
right.
with her body and her mind and her spirit and more. Watching her migrate through that process just said, you know what? In a lot of ways, we all have battles to fight.
That's right.
If you can help someone overcome, that puts a lot of joy down inside of you. My dad, Papa C, was the kindest man I've ever met.
Right.
And I always loved how he put life into people. I think God put that in my heart. And then just going through counselor training and more, it just became fire inside of me to want to help people break free.
I love that, Dad. Kind of what you've always taught me is that idea of like, that's what a coach can do for somebody, right? It's not about creating more talent for someone. It's about releasing the talent, like you said, the potential that's already buried, maybe hidden within other people. And I think that's why I really got into the counseling profession and followed in your footsteps, because I saw, like I said, the impact you were able to have and just walking alongside of people to making them feel, I would say, so important and seen and loved and cared for, and what that did by helping others break free. And I think that's the heart of today's episode. The title is Life Reset, Flipping the Script. And really what I want our listeners to get out of this is an understanding for how they can create change or change the culture of their life, their relationships, and so much more. That being said, you know, I read a quote the other day that said, the first step in getting more out of life is understanding that you've been accepting less. I've always heard it said that if there's a goal or a dream or an aspiration that we're trying to reach or trying to attain, the first step is understanding where we're starting from. Dad, what would you say to the person out there today who's maybe dissatisfied with where they're at in life? Maybe they're contributing or continuing to accept this victim mentality, right? Letting their past or their mistakes or their wounds define their present and their future. What would you say to that person?
Well, if you're in a place where you know it's not the way it's supposed to be, if you're in a place where you're thinking, I need to do something different, that's not a bad place to be.
Right.
At least you know something needs to change.
That's right.
If you can identify that for a moment, then you can lay a foundation that says, okay, I saw Dave Ramsey recently do this. When you've had it, when you're done, when you've had enough, then you'll probably make a decision to change. In the midst of that, you've got to realize that you can't just allow yourself to sit back and suck air. In other words, you can't just, quote, be a victim.
Right.
Now, a lot of people have justified reasons for having the wind knocked out of them. A lot of people, they've got circumstances that they can't control. While you can't control your circumstances, you can control how you respond or react to your circumstances.
Right.
See, if hope isn't staring you in the mirror when you wake up in the morning, in other words, if you don't have some wiring inside of you that says, hey, we can get through this. You're right. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But boy, I'll tell you what, if you can align the stars and you can get just one foot going in front of another, and you can just start taking measured steps, you can begin to see change happen.
That's right.
And there's nothing like creating success by having success. I love that piece up on the internet that says, hey, you want to change your life? Get up and make your bed. In other words, get something going in the right direction.
Right.
Get something going, because that'll create that same impetus all day long. That's the stuff that needs to happen.
Right. And I love what you're saying, because there's that old quote that I've been reciting kind of recently, is that in a moment, everything can change. We all get that. We all get blindsided by life, but we forget the latter half of that quote, that also in a moment, we can change everything. You've been saying recently, change takes a decision. And we say it in counseling all the time, one of the hardest things, I think, in helping people create change is helping them understand that, yes, what's happened in their past, they may not have deserved, right? But taking responsibility then for their present and their future. What would you say in that aspect of helping someone take responsibility today of the life that they're living?
Well, I think it's all about adjustments.
Yeah.
So we begin to make adjustments is what we're doing. We realize what we're doing, where we're at, what's happening right now isn't okay. It's something's got to change. And so we don't make excuses anymore. We make decisions. Yep. We take steps in the right direction. We make an adjustment. Mm. When you begin to start making adjustments, hey, it may take a journey. For example, we know this in athletics that, hey, the higher you go, the more the skill gap closes and the more everybody looks like each other. So the real battle is whether or not you can win the battle here in your mind. Mm. And the mind is the most powerful thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
By the way, it can be creative and beautiful, or it can be toxic and turbulent and wild.
That's right.
And getting control, for example, of your mind, learning to think positively versus allowing yourself to go into the gutter. Mm. See, you start developing ruts. When I was a kid growing up, one of the neighboring farms, they get the tractors out, and that one, there was a field that there was just a mud pit. They get the tractors out on that thing, would develop ruts like you've never seen in your life.
Right.
One time the tractor got stuck down in that thing, and then it was crazy. I don't know how many machines they had down in there trying to get that tractor out. See, I think people begin to develop ruts so bad. Mm. They develop such bad habits.
Right.
You know that? And it's going to take work. This is what we love to do.
Yeah.
Coming alongside of people and helping them make the right adjustments. Hey, bringing in a crane if you have to get that thing up out of there. Right. We'll do whatever it takes to get us where we need to be.
Yes.
See, if you can develop that mindset, I'll tell you what, you can go to a different place.
When we talk about relationships, they're just so significant. Like you always told me, you are who you hang out with. Coach Jackson always says you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. When I think about this, Dad, I think a natural tendency, though, in life is when you're sucking air, when things get hard, it's almost like embarrassing, right, to open up to somebody. And I think a lot of times it's because maybe you were previously wounded, or you had a bad experience, or maybe a bad track record when it came to previous relationships. And so you feel like, well, man, everybody is just like what I've already seen in the past. Everybody's just like those people that hurt me. Everybody's just like those people that wounded me. So we block ourselves off. What would you say to the person today that maybe feels like their natural tendency is that avoidant attachment style? They want to step back. They want to do their own thing. They want to emotionally stuff. They want to get through life on their own. They want to be independent, right? Whereas scripture preaches that dependence on God and really pressing in, not being afraid to ask for help. How do you help a person like that who's trying to go through life alone?
I think two things. One is you pray like crazy that God would bring someone into your life that you could accept influence from.
Yeah.
You know that? And keep yourself from unsafe people.
Yeah.
In other words, find somebody, or quote, be a safe person for someone else that may open the door up so you can have that same kind of reciprocal relationship somewhere. You know why? Because we need each other.
That's right.
We call it people fuel.
Yep.
When you get around the right people, dynamics happen that are critical to quote, sustainability. Mm. You've got to have that in your life.
Have to.
A lot of the guys, a lot of the men that I interact with, they have a very small friend group.
Yep.
Very few of them have a best friend.
That's right.
Someone they can really trust, someone they'll listen to. Mm. But I'm going to tell you what, you want to have success, you need to find that somebody. Every Paul needs a Timothy.
Yep.
And every Timothy needs a Paul in life.
So that's true.
That's what God pushes us in that direction. We need each other.
We need each other. And when we go and transition from not only accepting responsibility for where we're at, right? We're pressing into relationship with one another. And then we get into this idea of what you always say, get something done, right? Get up and do something in life. The world's waiting just for you is a text you've sent me several times throughout the years. And a quote I read the other day said, great success. And in terms of this episode, I would say being able to implement the word change in our lives requires great dedication and great amounts of sacrifice. Something you've always taught me is that there are three kinds of people, right? There are intenders, there are pretenders, and there are contenders. Dad, elaborate on that.
I think that so often what happens is because we're struggling, we look for ways to rationalize why we're not getting where we need to be. And sometimes if you use Christian talk, you'll say, I'm waiting on God. waiting on God to do something. Well, maybe God is what? Waiting on you to do something. Maybe it's time that you act. What else does he have to do? Does he have to burn your barley fields? What's he have to do to get your attention, to make you realize it's time to do something? This is a moment where it's time to arise and get after it. Think about that for a moment. What keeps us from doing that? Afraid?
Yep.
Afraid of what? Embarrassing ourselves and failing? Afraid of what the outcome might be? Fear makes us play small. Fear takes away our game. Fear takes away your dream.
Yeah,
is what it does. And what you need is someone to help you identify your goals, come along and give courage to you in that moment. That's what encouragement is all about. See, that's that people feel coming back. The best way to get something done is to make a decision and then what? Take bold steps in that direction. That's what you've got to do. Paul said in Philippians 4, I think verse 9, the things that you have both heard, learned, seen, and witnessed in me, do them. Do them, and the God of peace will be with you.
That's right. It's so true. It's being able to get up and do something with what God has truly blessed us with. And when we talk about actually getting up and doing something, right, with the talents that God has given us already and already bestowed within us, you're not just talking about going through the motions in life or settling for average or mediocre, but you're talking about pushing yourself and being passionate about what you do. People often say that passion is priceless, but I often counter that and say, no, passion's pricey, right? Because most people in our day and age, they believe passion's all about like this love and affection or intimacy with something or someone. But when you actually go back to the Greek and Latin root of the word passion, it actually means to suffer. And so, you know, a movie people often watch, I would say during the Easter holiday, The Passion of the Christ, yes, it's about the love that Christ had for his people, for his children, more so about that he loved us so much that he was willing to endure the pain of the cross, that he was willing to endure a substitutionary death on our behalf, right? It was the passion that held him there, his love for us. He was willing to suffer. And I believe passionate people that understand really this mission and this purpose, and often what you say, the why for, are the ones that are able to endure the most heat, right? When the fiery furnace gets turned up even more. Dad, help somebody understand today the significance of what it looks like to have a why for, to have a purpose, because that will only fuel their passion as they get up and get moving.
How many times have you heard someone say this? He's lost his love for the game.
Oh, yeah.
She's lost her love for the game.
Yeah, and it's evident.
It's just not there anymore.
Right.
What kind of passion's in them?
Not much.
What kind of success they're going to have?
Not a lot.
That's the essence of what we're talking about.
Right.
Whatever you do, Paul said, do it heartily as unto the Lord with everything you've got. Don't you love somebody who's got chaos in them?
Oh, yeah.
They got wild passion.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to go one more time. Just one more time. One more round. Why? Because it's wired into them so deep. And there's something that happens inside of them that comes alive. Passion is a driver. You got to be passionate.
Right.
When you, quote, step on the field, when you chase after a dream, what we're saying is go with everything you've got.
Right.
Bring it all. Don't leave anything back there.
Man, passionate people, they will run through a brick wall for their brothers or sisters. They will run through a brick wall for their coach. They'll do whatever it takes to win. Those are the type of people that I want.
You know what I love about them too is they know that when the hard times come, you got to get tough.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to suck it up. You've got to get to another place.
That's right.
In order to survive, well, we're going to get what?
We're going to get crushed.
We're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's not what was going to happen here. And by the way, if you do beat us, guess what? We'll get you next time.
Right.
We're going to keep coming.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to keep coming.
Deion Sanders. And I think that as people continue to understand the significance and the power of change, then another big step that you highlight and you really hone in on is pushing people to be more forgiving. I believe a lot of people have been wounded in life. We've already talked about that. Maybe even wounded by people that were supposed to love them the most. And with that, they carry a lot of resentment and bitterness and anger, frustration throughout life. Yet something that is much more easily said than done is understanding that forgiveness is freeing. That helps us understand why you put this forgiveness step in this plan that you've developed to really help people change the culture of their lives and relationships.
Difficulties are going to come your way. Sometimes you're going to be in a spot where it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what you're doing. And when that happens, what can happen is it can throw you into a spin so much so that the hurt goes deep into your heart.
Mm.
And you begin to hold on to the pain.
Mm.
You swallow the pain. Mm. And what it starts doing is it starts coursing through your own veins in such a way that it throws you off kilter, out of whack. And you can't think about anything else. And there's anger. And then there's resentment and there's bitterness that can build. And as it courses throughout your body, the only person that's really hurting is who?
Yeah.
A lot of people harbor unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't let that be part of your life.
That's right.
Let it go. Mm. Forgive it. You know how Paul said we can forgive? When you realize how much you've been forgiven to.
That's right.
God has forgiven you. And when you understand what it means to be forgiving, you can forgive. That's why he said, if your brother offends you, 70 times 7, basically, infinity, what? Forgive him. Forgive her. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. That's a powerful word on how we can choose forgiveness when we've been hurt.
Give it a try. It's inherently, here's what's amazing. It's inherently therapeutic.
It is.
It allows healing to take place in your life. Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Tim stepping in to thank you for listening. I wish we had more time. I'd love talking to Zach about these things, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. We call it flipping the script, the chance to radically change and improve your life, but it takes a decision. And as you just heard, trusting God is the key. Always operate with grace to ignite your faith in Him and make it happen. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Thank you again so much for listening. And now on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And at this time of year, your gift to this ministry will help us continue to bring help, hope, and healing to everyone who listens and to this local station. Go to AACCFoundation.org with your generous donation. God's richest blessing to you all. This is Jim Kress, looking forward to being with you next time here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.